Good morning and welcome to this service of worship from Latrobe United Presbyterian Church. We're located at 340 Spring Street in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. I'm John Simpson, the interim pastor here. We invite you to join us for worship any Sunday in the coming weeks or this Sunday, as a matter of fact. We worship together at 11 o'clock a.m. and we'd love to have an opportunity to worship and to share our lives and our faith with you. Please consider joining us sometime in the future. This morning, the sermon topic is entitled, How Does Your Life Smell? How does your life smell? Let us worship God together. With what shall we come before God? With what shall we bow ourselves before him? God has shown us what is good. And what does he require of us but to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with him? Let us join now together, and as we listen and as we sing this hymn that was sung recently here at Latrobe United Presbyterian Church. Let us pray together. Gracious God, we confess that we have not always been faithful to your call and to your claim on our lives. Too easily we have turned aside from your will for us to follow the devices and the desires of our hearts. The thought that we have chosen what we have wanted instead of what you have wanted for us makes us sad. Forgive our short-sightedness and grant us your forgiveness that we might move on from this point and submit ourselves wholly to you. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. The first scripture lesson comes from the book of Genesis. It is the 8th chapter, beginning to read at the 18th verse. What precedes this passage is the story of Noah and that great flood. You know that story, perhaps. The flood is over, and Noah and his family are now on dry land. Genesis 8:18. So Noah came out of the ark together with his sons and his wife and his sons' wives. All of the animals and all of the creatures that moved along the ground and all of the birds, everything that was moving on the earth, came out of the ark, one kind after another. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and taking some of the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings upon it. The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, "Never again will I curse the ground because of man. Even though every inclination of his heart is evil from childhood. And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." Then the Lord blessed Noah and his sons, saying to them, "Be fruitful and increase in numbers and fill the earth." Amen. Now listen, if you will, to this hymn. Sing along as we share in this hymn that was sung recently here at Latrobe United Presbyterian Church.
Thank you.
second scripture lesson comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning to read at the 14th verse. I need to say a word about this passage. The sermon today, although the sermon topic is a rather strange one, it comes out of my devotional reading in the morning. When I spend time with God in the morning, I use a Bible which is called the New Living Translation. It's a little more contemporary, and I find it easier and more inspirational to read than the NIV or the RSV or some of the other versions that we use in church. So having said that, today I will read this passage that I read devotionally and that God inspired me to preach from today. So listen for God speaking to you through these words. But thank God, He has made us His captives and continues to lead us along in Christ's triumphant procession. He uses us to spread the knowledge of Christ everywhere. Like sweet perfume, our lives are a Christ-like fragrance rising up to God. But this fragrance is perceived differently by those who are being saved and by those who are perishing. To those who are perishing, we are a dreadful smell of death and doom. But to those who are being saved, we are a life-giving perfume. And who is adequate for such a task as this? You see, we are not like the many hucksters who preach for personal profit. We preach the word of God with sincerity and with Christ's authority, knowing that God is watching us. May God bless these words to our lives. Amen. How does your life smell? More precisely, how does your life smell to God? How does your life smell to God? What odor does your life give off to the world around you? Indeed, how does your life smell? My life stinks, blurted the teenage boy just after his parents had grounded him for getting a speeding ticket. My life stinks, said the young, successful businessman whose wife had just left him with three children for another man that she met on the internet. My life stinks, cried the elderly widow who was living out their final days with severe arthritis, heart disease, and now the diagnosis of cancer. And the examples go on and on and on of people describing their life in terms of how it smells. My life stinks, we hear people say from time to time. Can you remember a time in your own life when you too might have uttered those words? My life stinks. It really stinks. Positive, more pleasant words. Positive, more pleasant words are sometimes used to describe our lives. Surely you have heard somebody say, "Wow, she came out of that smelling like a rose." Or maybe you have heard someone talk about the sweet smell of victory. If someone were to ask you how your life smells, what would you say? What would you say? For some reason, as I mentioned earlier, God touched my heart as I read through Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. And as I came upon these specific words, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. As far as God is concerned, there is a sweet, wholesome fragrance in our lives. It is the fragrance of Christ within us. Let me say that again, or read it again. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15. As far as God is concerned, there is a sweet, wholesome fragrance in our lives. It is the fragrance of Christ living within us. It is the fragrance of Christ living within us. Wow. That was a new thought for me. The thought that as I go about my daily lives, as I relate to people one-on-one, as I relate to people as in groups, as I relate to people all around me, indeed, as I drive up and down Route 30, or as I meander the aisles of the local Target or Walmart, as I stand in line to buy groceries at Giant Eagle, I am giving off the sweet fragrance of Jesus Christ living within me. A fragrance which God, by the way, finds to be both sweet and wholesome. Have you ever known someone like that? Have you ever known a person who loves God so much, who walks so close with Jesus Christ, who has Christ living within them to such an extent that their whole life radiates the aroma of Christ, radiates the aroma of Jesus Christ? Think about it. Do you know people like that? In another letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to one of the other early churches, in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, Paul says this, quote, "Sweet, wholesome fragrance of Christ living within us is most visible in our lives when we exhibit such qualities as love, joy, peace, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The very Spirit of Christ living within us and radiating and shining out through our lives, giving off the sweet fragrance of Jesus Christ to the world that is around us." People, you know people like that in your life, don't you? You've met people like that in your life. People whom you know are wonderful the moment that you meet them. People who are not bashful about telling you about their faith and about what Christ has done for them. People who are not bashful about living out their faith in their day-to-day lives. Some of you are probably people like that yourselves. And so Paul is able to write, as far as God is concerned, there is a sweet, wholesome fragrance in our lives. It is the fragrance of Christ within us. It is the fragrance of Christ within us. How does your life smell? How does your life smell? Does your life radiate the sweet, wholesome fragrance of Christ? Smells are powerful things. Smells can cause us to do things that we would not otherwise do. Smells can either attract us or repel us. Smells are powerful things. Some time ago, a neighbor and I borrowed a truck, and we went up to the Lowe's up there in Greensburg. The neighbor asked me to help him pick up a washer. My friend picked up the washer, he paid the money, and we were told to go out front, pull the truck around to the loading area in front of the store. So I took the keys and I did as I was instructed. It was a beautiful, beautiful summer evening, and so my neighbor and I put the tailgate down on the truck and we just sat there talking while we enjoyed the wait. But suddenly, out of the blue, I was almost overcome by this wonderful, sweet smell. I even said to my neighbor, "Boy, does that smell good." It was the smell of steak being grilled. It was the smell of the wonderful aroma that was coming from the Texas Roadhouse that was only about 3 football fields away. I swear that if I had not been on that mission with my neighbor, I might have gone over there and had a steak, even though I had just eaten an hour before. It was a wonderful, sweet smell. Smells are powerful things, you know. Smells can cause us to do things that we would not otherwise do. Smells either attract us or they repel us. How does your life smell? Now, lest I make you too hungry with conversations about steaks, grilling on a fire, we're going to go in the opposite direction now to a topic that is not so pleasant. It's about a groundhog that used to live near me. I say that the groundhog used to live there because a little while ago, his life was ended beneath the tires of a speeding car. Yes, I saw him lying there dead early one morning as I was coming to work. I thought to myself, surely the township will remove his carcass before I get home tonight. But no such luck. It seemed that they looked the other way. I can't say that I blame them, because death is neither pleasant to look at nor pleasant to smell. In fact, as the days went on, the smell got worse and worse, particularly when I was driving my open-air convertible. Smells can be a powerful force, you know. They either attract us or they repel us. And so as the aroma got worse and the groundhog got riper, I found myself doing things that I would not normally do. Like taking the long way home and going into a different entrance to our plan of homes. Or like holding my breath as I went by that dead groundhog laying on the road. Or like taking a car that had windows in it that I could roll up, even though it might have been a lovely convertible type day. Yes, smells are powerful things. They either attract us and draw us in, or they repel us and push us away. That's why it's so imperative that we ask ourselves, how does my life smell? Do our lives give off the sweet, wholesome aroma of Christ living within us? Or are we giving off the same stink as the rest of the world? Listen carefully to what I have to say. One of the reasons that the church is dying, one of the reasons that people have begun to call this the post-Christian era, is because those of us who are the church often are no different from the rest of the world. We look, dress, think, act, feel like the rest of the world. Our wants and our priorities are like everyone else's wants and priorities. We raise our kids like everybody else raises their kids. We spend our time and our energy and our money like everyone else spends their time and energy and money. And they look at the people, look at the church, and they see us fussing and fighting and getting mad about all kinds of little things and being angry with each other. And they don't smell the sweet smell of Christ. We smell no different. We stink as much as the world from time to time. Those of us who are Christians are often no different from the rest of the world. And so the non-Christians around us look at us and they say, hey, you Christians are no different than us. Jesus obviously makes no difference in your life. So why bother? Why bother? They are repelled by the smell of our lives. One of the reasons that there may be no church for our grandchildren and for our great-grandchildren when they get to be our age is because those of us who are the church, those of us who are part of the church today, have ceased to take Christ seriously. We belong to the church, but we do not belong to Jesus Christ. We don't have Christ at the center of our lives. Body of Christ at times ceases to smell like Christ. And it smells more like a cheap country club. It has begun to smell like the rest of the world. How does your life smell? How does your life smell? Does the sweet, wholesome fragrance of Christ radiate out of your life to all who are around you? Does the sweet, wholesome smell of Christ living within you radiate to all around you? If not, why not? There is a poem. It's entitled Christ Alone. And it goes like this. The world, I thought, belonged to me, goods, gold, and people, land and sea. Where I walked beneath God's sky, in those old days, my word was I. Years passed. There flashed my pathway near the fragment of a vision, dear. My former word no longer sufficed, and what I said was I and Christ. But oh, the more I looked at him, his glory grew while mine grew dim. I shrank so small, he towered so high, all I dared to say was Christ and I. Years more, the vision held its place and looked me steadily in the face. I speak now in a humble term, and what I say is Christ alone. And what I say is Christ alone. Paul writes, God uses us to tell others about the Lord. God uses us to spread the gospel of Christ alone like a sweet perfume. In a few minutes, go about your daily life, your normal activities. And as we go, as we live, what is the aroma that we will give off to the world around us? What is the aroma that we will give off to our family members? What is the aroma that we will give off to our friends? What is the aroma that we will give off to the strangers who are around us in the stores, in the offices, in the classrooms, and in the places that we go day in and day out? Will we dare to smell the aroma? Will we dare to spread the aroma of Jesus Christ living within us? Or will we just smell like the rest of the world? No different. Just smelling like the rest of the world. How does your life smell? How does your life smell to God? And how does your life smell to the world around you? As far as God is concerned, there is a sweet, wholesome fragrance in our lives. It is the fragrance of Christ living within us. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the lives that you have given to us. We thank you for the opportunity to live in relationship with you. We thank you for the opportunity to have Christ living within us, Lord. Lord, help us, encourage us, motivate us, guide us to put Christ at the very center of our lives so that all of the rest of us will give off the sweet aroma of him living within us. Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now share in this hymn, if you will, that was sung recently here at Latrobe United Presbyterian Church. into the world in peace. May the blessings of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.